Oh no. He's coming. Maybe I can convince him to get me some help. Wait. Who are you? You. I'm being sold to you, is that it? I hate to tell you this, but I'm sick and dying. I'm the master's guard dog. I was chained to this room to protect his treasure. But he decided he has no use for me now that I'm sick. I hate to say it, but she overpaid for me. Oh, wait. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm safe now. I don't understand. You're here to rescue me. But why? I'm probably not gonna last more than a few days. Why not just take all the treasure? Rest. I can rest now. What is that light? What? Where am I? What is this place? Outside. I'm outside? I haven't been outside in so long. This water is for me? You're just going to let me have it? Thank you. Wait, I don't understand. I don't feel sick anymore. And I can't even see the city. How long was I asleep for? A day? I've been asleep for an entire day? And you've been watching over me? Is this food for me? It's not a trick or anything, or poisoned. Okay. I'll eat it. It's good. And there's so much, too. Who am I? I'm the master's pet. One of many, anyways. My name was... It was Tyler. That's the name my mother gave me. My master took me from my home. It was a long time ago now. Why did you save me? Why even bother? You could have gotten yourself killed, and how did you manage to cure me? My master said those chains that held me down weighed more than me. You can perform magic. A spell sword. No offense, but you don't look like the type. Not with all that armor, anyways. So does this mean I belong to you now? No? What do you mean? Why would you have saved me if you didn't want me to be your pet? You don't think anyone should be treated like that? What do you mean because of what I am? You mean a wolf girl, right? What do you mean? Of course I'm a wolf girl. Look at me. I don't understand. What's a hellhound? The symbol on your armor? It looks like a dog on fire. It's the symbol belonging to the order of knights you belong to. The Hellhound Knights. So you're saying that I'm a hellhound? The master, that man, had just always said that I was a wolf girl with raw magical power, and that's why these wisps of flame came off my body. So, you're a knight then. Does that mean you've come to protect me? You are! Thank you, Master. I promise I will do everything you command of me. I'll be a good girl. I promise. You don't want me to serve you? You want to serve me? No, you can't serve me. I don't know what to do, or how to command anyone. No, I don't know what to do. Do you want to look after me until I can figure out what I want from you? Master, I don't know what to say. A lot of things happened to me when I was a slave. I was beaten and sold to different owners. I was mostly in charge of cleaning, farming, other manual labor. Most of the time, until I was sold to my last master. I didn't have a job under him. I think he just wanted to watch me wilt and die. To set an example to the others. Are you alright? You look upset. Did I say something wrong? Yeah. It was horrible. Every day brought me nothing but dread. What do I think? About being outside of those city walls and free? Well, it's cold out here. Like a dungeon. But the wind sounds different. And the air smells different, too. What are you doing, Master? A blanket? For me? It's warm, and it feels really nice. Thank you, Master. Master, can I sit next to you? Thank you. I have a question, Master. Are there other hellhounds like me? There are. Then in that case, I think I've decided what I want. Can you bring me to them? Really? Right. I don't have to call you Master. Sorry. It's going to take some time getting used to, but... It's nice of you to take care of me like this. When I look at you, I see the heroes in the stories I used to read. Master? Are you alright? You seem anxious. We're not in danger, are we? Just the heat. Oh, okay. So, I'm a hellhound, and this order of yours holds us in high regard. Oh, worships us. Why is that? Your founder was raised by us, and you've been blessed with our powers. Wait, does that mean I have powers? I do. What are they? How do I use them? Have I ever been burned? Now that you mention it, no, never. I don't have a scar on my body either. Put my hand on the fire. I think I'll just take your word for it. So I can't be burned. I won't get scars. Anything else? I can cast fire. Can you, teach me? How am I feeling? I'm not in pain. I feel strange. Happy, but nervous. Nervous I'm going to wake up and this will all have been a dream. Master, why are you hugging me? I'm sorry if I upset you, I didn't mean to. I don't have to apologize? Okay then, I'm not sorry? You want us to go to bed now, Master? Very well. You don't need to pick me up. I can walk to the wagon on my own. Okay. I know you're here to serve me and all. I'm just not used to it. But it is nice to be held like this and to be taken care of. It looks rather nice in here. Comfortable, even. And I get to sleep here? With you? Thank you, Master. These blankets feel so soft and warm. You mentioned you were here to serve me. That means you'll obey my orders, right? Well, in that case, I have a request. It's, sort of an interesting one, really. Well, mainly something more that I'm curious about. Well, yes, my master, previous masters have abused me, but to them, I'm just a demi-human, lower than them, you know? So though that they would beat me, they never looked at me the way that I don't know how to say. I saw it several times. My masters would get drunk and bring a girl down. Some of them would even bring boys. And then they would do things. No, not bad things. Both people seem to quite enjoy them. But I don't think I know what it is. I was wondering if maybe you would do it to me. Well, it looks a bit scary, I suppose. But like I said, they enjoyed themselves, so it must be good, right? You only do it with someone you love. Well, don't you love me, Master? Exactly, so why wouldn't you want to do it with me? All right. Start out slow if you have to. I don't mind. I just want to know what it's like. Don't I have to remove my clothes or something? Not yet. All right. And what about you? You have all this stuff on you. You only need to remove this part right here. Interesting. Master, what are you... No, it's not bad. It just feels a bit ticklish. Right, okay. So I have to focus. Okay, I'll focus. Maybe we should do that thing. I don't know, it's like they put their lips together. Most of the time, they would do that first before they did the other stuff. Maybe we can too. It might help me ease into it. Right. You want me to start? That makes sense, I suppose. So that I don't feel pressured. Okay. You smell nice. Okay, I'm gonna do it. Was that okay? I feel strange. Like I might pass out. Like I'm all tingly and very warm. And my vision is almost blurry. No, I don't want to stop. I feel good. In a strange kind of way. Do you want to keep going? Of course, Master. No, I just got a strange feeling again when you're touching my boobs. No, it's good. You don't have to stop, Master. Master, am I being a good girl for you? Tell me I'm a good girl. You're going to put it in your mouth. Okay, let me lift up my shirt. There. Is that better? What's this? There's something protruding from your pants. Is it the thing? Is that what you want me to call it? Your cock? Can I touch it? Will it feel good for you if I touch it? Then I will. Is that okay? Take it out. I might need a little help. These pants of yours are quite complicated. There. It's quite long. This cock of yours. It's so warm, too. Do you think it would feel good if I put it in between my boobs? You think so? Maybe if I wet it with something. Do you think my spit would work? Okay. Is this okay, Master? All right. Does it feel good for you? Good. Taste better. You want me to lick it up? If you say so, Master. I think I'm ready for more. You're tired. You can't be tired. Well, I didn't feel all that great during that. Surely that can't be the ecstasy I've witnessed. There's more, right? You put that here? But I pee out of that. Why would you want to put anything in there? It's gross. It really will feel good. If you say so. Can you try something? Could you put your mouth on it? I want to know how that feels. Well, I may not have done any of this before, but I have seen parts of it. And that specifically is something I always wanted to try. You said you'd obey my orders, didn't you? Well, Master, I want you to lick me. Really? Okay. Just put my legs apart like that. Okay. Yeah. Oh my. Wow. Oh. Way better than I was expecting, Master. Ready. Fine. You may. But it was technically my order for you to. Well, go on then. Put it in. Master, it feels good. Master, kiss me. No, a little bit more to the left. Oh, yeah. Oh, just like that. Fuck.
again.
Thank you, Master, for giving me your